Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the Lake Show on a Tuesday. Henry Lake is off tonight. Chris Tubbs is off tonight. So they've gone to the bench. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe on the show tonight ahead of the Twins and Angels. Game two of the three-game set from Anaheim. Twins were big winners last night. But the story was the Vikings roaring back to beat the Bears in the season opener on Monday Night Football. It didn't look good early. J.J. McCarthy threw the pick six. He rallied and had a hand in all three fourth quarter touchdowns. And the Vikes come back and win the opener and beat the Bears 27-24. But Jonathan Lowe, do you remember what I said during the show? And I think it was the end of hour number one, just before the news at 7. And I said, if it goes great, take it with a grain of salt. If it goes bad, take it with a grain of salt. It's one game. It's a rookie quarterback. And what's crazy is we got all of that in that game.
In 60 minutes of football.
It was insane. And, you know, in no way, shape, or form, I'm patting myself on the back because I had no way to predict that it would go from, you know, where's Max Brosmer, where's Carson Wentz, to, well, this guy
Super Bowler bust!
Right. You know, this guy's Canton bound. Just a crazy turn of events. And we saw a fair amount of that this weekend in the NFL. The Sunday night game, I'll admit, I gave up. I went to bed. It was the Ravens had it in the bag. Only to wake up Monday morning and find out that the Bills had roared back to win the football game. Now they have Josh Allen. I've heard he's pretty good. And he put the team on their back. And the Bills win a big one at home. And J.J. McCarthy figured it out. And before he jumped to any conclusions, say, well, you know, the Bears were beat up and, you know, they had a lot of guys out. Yeah, the Vikes had some key guys out. Christian Darrow saw the left tackle. I've heard that is a big deal, particularly protecting the backside of the quarterback. And then you had a leader on that defense in Harrison Smith out of the lineup. So that's part of it. Week in, week out in the NFL, injuries. But for the Minnesota Vikings, in any way, shape, or form, to go on the road and get a win in the division, particularly in a stadium, Soldier Field, that has been a nightmare at times over the years, it is a really good win. Now, I don't think based on one game, and I'll say what I said again last night, you can draw any conclusions about the career trajectory of J.J. McCarthy, but it is really impressive considering how he struggled and throwing a pick six in his hometown in front of the whole world on Monday Night Football and had the resilience to come back and make plays in the fourth quarter and win the football game. And I've heard this over and over from players who play in the NFL. And they say, well, you know, it's a business and you're paid to play football. A lot of them will stop and say, no. You're paid to win football games. And I think that's true for the coaches, the players, and everybody behind the scenes. They get paid, you know, ultimately to win football games. And if you don't, you're not going to be around very long. But I thought it was really impressive. And he showed something that, you know, he was able to bounce back. You know, the pick six, it was like, could this go any worse? And I think Viking games on social media are really interesting. You know, if they're going great, you know, find a spot on the parade route. If they're going bad, everybody should be fired and cut. There is no in between. And it was really interesting how the ebbs and flows of that game played out last night. But Jonathan, I know you'll agree 100%. You watched a lot of football. I've watched a lot of football, particularly the NFL. You take a road win and you run. You move on. And I think there's a lot to be proud of. I think one thing we did learn is that they need Darrisaw. They need to get him back because the O-line had their troubles early in the game. But, man, good win. And now you turn the page, you get ready for Atlanta, Sunday Night Football. Certainly some storylines there. You've got Penix and McCarthy, who played in a college football title game against each other once upon a time, and here they are on the number one show on television, Sunday Night Football. So here we go. It's funny how the NFL is able to line up the storylines. It's amazing that way.
It'll be very interesting on Sunday, because like I think you just touched on this, but it's going to be now McCarthy versus Penix.
Yeah.
You know, top 15 picks in last year's draft. Personally, the guy I thought Minnesota should have maybe moved up to get, I was thinking Penix would be a great fit for this system. But we'll see how McCarthy does in game two. It seemed like the good thing about having a McCarthy back there last night was he did bring some of his Michigan game into the fold. He did use his legs. He did have to use his legs and be mobile. And so had Penix been there, would he have been as mobile? Not really. He tries to be as much of a pocket passer as possible. But the fact that McCarthy was able to get out, scramble out of situations and find some open spaces and throw, because I believe he's only one of two in the first half. I don't think he threw three times in the first half of play. And so he finally got some rhythm. He was able to find Jefferson a few times. He was able to find that big pass to Naylor. Yeah. And the wheel route that Aaron Jones caught for the touchdown. He was able to get into a groove of the offense. Hopefully that continues. But like you said, two big things to add on top of just a win. Road win, division road win.
Oh, yeah.
Those are huge in the NFL.
Yeah, and you just take that any way, shape, or form, and the style points were certainly there in the fourth quarter for McCarthy and the Vikes and the big plays that were made. But you just take it and run. You get out of there. You leave the bad field behind. And you just move on, and now you quickly turn the page. And there isn't a long time to celebrate. And let's face it, I think until he clearly establishes himself, you know, he had a good end of the game. You know, 60 minutes, strings some games together, then I think it's reasonable to get excited. Don't get too high and too low. And I think this is true in any sport. And particularly rookies and young players without a lot of experience. And that is, what are the Atlanta Falcons doing? They're breaking down film, and they're trying to find a tell and expose any weaknesses. It is all about making adjustments. And, you know, Kevin O'Connell has proven to this point that, you know, he can be a valuable resource for a quarterback, whether it's a veteran and clearly a rookie. But, you know, once again, going forward, it's going to be week to week. You know, how are teams going to adjust? How are they going to scheme to what he does well to try and slow him down? So there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, and that's true even for a Hall of Famers, let alone a young quarterback. But certainly a very nice win. We're catching him before he's getting on a plane. Jez Myers covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. He's getting on a plane soon. We've got to get Chip to date. When is Kirill Kaprizov going to get that big contract? Will he get signed, sealed, and delivered before camp and before the season starts? We'll get into that in a moment here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Steve in for Henry tonight. Vikes coming off a big win. The Wild getting ready to start camp. Coming up rapidly in the start of the 25-26 campaign, Jez Myers joins us. And he covers the club for the Pioneer Press. And a huge question on Wild fans' minds, Kirill Kaprizov. When is this deal going to get done, Jess?
Well, I hear from my sources that Kirill Kaprizov is back in Minnesota now. I think that is the biggest step to getting this done. Bill Guerin likes to meet with people face-to-face. I think once they sit down, get in a room, and can hammer things out, I think that'll be the key to getting it done. Now, interestingly enough, you know how sometimes owners kind of posture themselves and they say, well, you know, there'll be some give and some take. We'll negotiate. We'll work out a deal that makes sense for everybody, which is a way of saying we're going to try and save some money. We met with Craig Leopold last week at the grand opening, the unveiling of Grand Casino Arena as the rink's new name. And he made it clear right from the start, I'm willing to give this guy the biggest deal in NHL history. So
Wow. He's
not pulling a lot of punches financially. He's not saying, you know, we'll see what we can do. All of that, you know, it's clear that this is the future of their franchise. He is the biggest, most exciting player that they've ever had. And, you know, the key to the next 5 to 8 years of this franchise is getting this guy signed to an 8-year deal. And if that means he has to go to $15 million or even $16 million, I think he's willing to do it.
Yeah, and what's crazy about all of that, there's a lot of moving pieces. And I remember when the Twins were trying to get a ballpark built and they were getting ready to leave the Metrodome and move to Target Field, Joe Mauer was up for a deal, and he got a big contract. You sign, seal, and deliver Kirill Kaprizov, and you build around this guy going forward. It may, in some way, shape, or form, get arena renovations that the club covets.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because there is a real correlation there. That was the other message we got from Craig Leopold when we spoke to him last week, is he reiterated the idea that, you know, he's not moving the team out of town. He's not talking about anything like that, but he said the Wild can't survive in Grand Casino Arena as it sits currently. You know, they made a big pitch for something, you know, really pie in the sky last year. I think it was $700 million or upwards of that they wanted in public funds. That was just not going to happen. But now they've pared it back. You know, they want some money from the city. They want some money from the county. And he said their ask at the state legislature is going to be about $100 million to make renovations. Now, again, nobody's talking about this team moving out of town, but I could see an idea has been planted with the new owners of the Timberwolves of, you know, maybe an arena out near Mall of America, you know, similar to that Met Center footprint that we had at one point, with a lot of parking and a lot of shopping nearby, all of that. Egan has a lot of land over by Viking Lakes, where all of a sudden you could see them stepping up and saying, hey, why don't you come kick the tires out here? We got a lot of parking. We got a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff for you out this way. So I think the pressure is going to be on the city of St. Paul and the state of Minnesota to come up with some sort of public funding contribution, let's say, to ensuring that Grand Casino Arena is the long-term home of this team.
Jet Smart is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, talking Wild hockey. Camp's coming up quick. Can they get a deal done with Kirill Kaprizov? And this is the kind of guy you build around, and that's part of the equation as well. Does he feel that the Wild are trending in a direction? Because, you know, he's going to get paid either way. So beyond that, these guys want to win.
He's never gotten a taste of the second round. Obviously, they haven't been there in a decade or going on more than that now since you've seen a second round game in Minnesota. But I do really think, for as frustrating as last season was for Kirill Kaprizov and for the Wild fans in the fact that he was limited to 41 out of 82 games due to the injuries he dealt with, you saw him come on in the playoffs and say, hey, remember me? Remember that guy that you were talking about as the league MVP back in November? And, you know, put on quite a show, 5 goals in 6 games, and was clearly the most feared player on the ice, I think, for either team. You know, we did see the normal cruel hand of fate that us Minnesota sports fans are used to. And, you know, a toe is about an inch offside, and that maybe cost them, definitely cost them a game and maybe cost them a series. But I do really think that they're making a strong case that this is a place that you can win, and this is a team that's built to win sooner rather than later. And here's the intriguing thing they did in the offseason that I always bring up. They went out and got Vladimir Tarasenko. Now, nobody argues that Vladimir Tarasenko is a superstar that's going to lead you to the Stanley Cup finals on his own. He has a Stanley Cup under his belt as a member of the St. Louis Blues, where he was a star and a pain in the butt for Wild fans for many, many years. But what I think he does is, number one, he gives Kirill Kaprizov another Russian voice in the locker room, a guy that he can speak to in his own language, a guy from a similar background. They both played in the KHL. They both worked their way to the NHL. I think that's a big part of it. And then you also wonder, if you put a guy like Tarasenko on the right line, if he can recapture some of that magic that we saw 8-10 years ago when he was wearing blue.
Yeah, and by the way, Jess, you got to jump on a plane. We appreciate your time. This is huge for them to get it done. They don't want it to linger into the season. I would say sooner than later, even before camp starts, you have a big media gathering and introduce Kirill, and he is signed, sealed, and delivered. That's the way you kick it off. I would assume there is a sense of urgency to get it done.
Yeah, that's not something that you want hanging over your heads as you get closer to the trade deadline and things like that, because that's going to be, let's be honest, if people say, I just want to play hockey, I just want to put all that aside, that's going to be something in the back of everybody's minds until it gets done. And if it doesn't get done, you know, that's going to be a dark cloud hanging over this franchise pretty much all season, and nobody wants that as you look to kind of build this team toward what they hope is a brighter future.
Yeah, and selling tickets, it would aid in that to have a superstar, you know, locked in. I think more people would be willing to jump on that bandwagon and plunk their money down.
Absolutely. You know, and you, let's face it, there were some exciting moments last year. You know, this team threatened once again in the playoffs to do some good stuff, had a 2-1 lead in the series. That drama, the last regular season game, you know, where 20 seconds left, they get the goal that puts them in the playoffs. And then lo and behold, oh, let's put Marc-Andre Fleury in for one last swan song with the fans. And of course, Kirill Kaprizov wins it in an overtime goal. I mean, you can't get more bang for your sports dollar than that right there.
All right, are you ready for the grind to begin?
I'm ready for the grind to begin. You know, some people wait till the weather's lousy in Minnesota, and then they go down to Phoenix where it's beautiful. I waited till the weather was beautiful in Minnesota, and then I came down to Phoenix where it's been like 102 every day. I've been doing some work down here on some property we have. So I'm looking forward to getting back to a place where I can put on some long sleeves and not worry about sunscreen and heat stroke and all of those fun things.
Well, and they keep it cool in Tria Rink, so you're going to be in business.
That's going to be really nice. They've got the development camp coming up this weekend, and then the training camp right after that. So, man, the season's going to be here before you know it.
All right, Jess. Safe travels.
Thank you, Steve. Always great to talk hockey.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild, and as he mentioned, development camp, and then, of course, 2025 training camp on Thursday, September 18th at Tria Rink in downtown St. Paul. For you old-timers, it's that rink on the roof of the old Dayton's in downtown St. Paul. I remember my mom would take my brother and me down there, and now they got a really cool hockey rink up on the roof. And what I love about that building is during the girls' state hockey tournament, they have the consolation round games up there. So I've had a chance to see a few games in that building. Great rink, great view of the city, and pretty close to the Wild's home ice. What is it, Grand Casino Arena now? It is 6:30. We'll have an update on the weather in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Big thanks to Jez Myers, getting ready to jump on a plane and come home from the Valley of the Sun. Talk a little Kirill Kaprizov. He is in town, and hopefully they'll get a deal done soon and they can lock in their superstar. But another thing we brought up, and I want to get into this with you. We're heading for another stadium/arena debate sooner than later. Now, nobody's threatening or saber-rattling, but as Jazz said, Wild owner Craig Leopold said, you know, as the current building in downtown St. Paul, and it's going to take me a while to get used to calling it Grand Casino Arena.
Just call it what I'm going to call it.
What's that?
The big slot machine.
Obviously not big enough. According to the Wild owner, not generating enough revenue, not enough amenities. It is 25 years old, and it's shocking to think in those terms. I remember when the old Civic Center came down and the Xcel Energy Center was built and this grand new era. And I've been in the building mostly for high school sporting events, state volleyball, for the girls was there in autumn ago. And then, of course, the boys and girls state hockey tournament, concerts, Wild games, etc. But it is 25 years old. And there are things that have become apparent with the building. Even though they had the wider concourses and the suite level and the club level and so on and so forth, the building is in need of an upgrade. But here in 2025, and the world has changed on a lot of fronts, should the public be on the hook for funding new buildings for multi-billion dollar sports leagues? Teams that are owned by billionaires and millionaires fill out the roster. And this argument goes all the way back to when Met Stadium was nearing the end of its usable life, and the Metrodome was on the drawing board, and eventually was built and opened in the early 80s. That debate. What is the public role in building these facilities? And I'll use the Metrodome as an example. The Metrodome, because we, collectively, the public, had insurance on the building, and when the roof was destroyed, there was a relatively new roof. The concrete was in good shape. The building was in really good shape, whether it was for roller dome stuff or high school events or small college events or college baseball, all the public functions. It didn't meet the needs, the revenue needs of the tenants at the time. The Twins, they wanted out. They got Target Field. The Gophers, they wanted out. They wanted to get back on campus. They got the bank. We'll just go with the bank. And the Vikings ultimately got U.S. Bank Stadium on the same site with a lot of public money involved. But you could argue that the Metrodome, for what it was in all of those public functions that I discussed, Prep Bowl and small college football and all those other events outside of the Vikings, was just fine. It was paid for, and it was suitable. But we were convinced to get involved, and a bill was crafted, and there's public money, there's private money, NFL money, the Wolves money went into getting U.S. Bank Stadium built. We know how Target Field went, that ultimately Target Field was built, the Pollad family put money in, there was a sales tax at an amount to 3 cents for every $20 spent in Hennepin County. No reason to get into the percentage. It's 3 cents. You spend $20, taxable merchandise, services in Hennepin County, you pay 3 cents. That goes into the ballpark fund. Okay. Now we're at a point where a city-owned facility in Target Center isn't good enough. And that's been around a long time. That building's been around since the early 90s.
Is that more than 30 years old or just around? I thought it was like
35 years old. They played their first year in the Dome,
in
the
91?
Timberwolves, and Harv and Marv built it. So, yeah, I mean, you could look it up. Let's just say 35 years old, 10 years older than the Xcel Energy Center. And it went through one remodeling effort once upon a time. In recent memory, they added a skyway and they did some things in the building. But by all accounts, by NBA standards, it's antiquated. So the new owners, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori, have pretty much made no bones that they'd like to look at a new building. So you have Target Center owned by Minneapolis. You have the Wilds Arena in downtown St. Paul, Grand Casino Arena, that needs a major remodel, according to the owners and the operators of the building. And my question to you is simply this. What should the public role be? Should the city of Minneapolis step up and help Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez build a new building and hopefully keep the team downtown or near downtown in the city of Minneapolis? And should the city of St. Paul step up and help out and remodel the Xcel Energy Center and make sure the Wild and all those other events don't ultimately move out of St. Paul and move somewhere to the suburbs? I'm not saying the teams are leaving town or leaving the state, but they may leave Minneapolis and they may leave St. Paul. I'm a little leery of a statewide effort to help these guys build their buildings. They're rich beyond your wildest dreams. Greg Leopold and his family and his wife, billionaires. Billionaires. Mark Lori, Alex Rodriguez, and partners scraped up the money to give Glenn Taylor $1.5 billion. They have plenty of money. The NBA has plenty of money. So, as far as I'm concerned, any sort of statewide effort should be just null and void. The city that hosts, Minneapolis or St. Paul, want to raise taxes on their citizens or whatever, or they move to Bloomington and Bloomington wants to do that. What's your thought? What should the public role be in fixing up the Wild Arena or helping the Timberwolves build a new arena? Or should the public have a role in building one building somewhere in the cities, wherever that is? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. What should the public role be in helping the Wild or helping the Timberwolves? Because in fairness, we did already help the Wild get that building when the team was born. And taxpayers have helped Target Center, the home of the Timberwolves, and certainly helped the Twins, and certainly helped the Vikings. Now, don't forget, the Lynx share the building, Target Center. We can't forget about that. And there was a public role in building Allianz Field, home of the Loons as well. The public is involved in that. So should that trend continue and just say, we're tapped out. Had enough. Call or text 651-461-9226. Should the public have a role in helping fund these improvements? Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry, Jonathan Lohr, producer alongside. Twins and Angels, game two of the three-game set coming up. Lineup card begins at 8 o'clock tonight. The Wild getting ready to start training camp in like 9 days in downtown St. Paul. Kirill Kaprizov, can they get a deal done? And then beyond that, talk of major renovations to their home arena. And, of course, the Timberwolves' new owners, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, have made no bones. They want a new building. And, Jonathan Lowe, you looked it up. Target Center, the home of the Lynx and the Timberwolves, 35 years old this fall.
Yes, we're just about 1 month away from the 35th anniversary of that building opening. So basically, in the time span, let's start with 1980. The Metrodome opened in 1982. The Target Center opened in 1990. The XL Energy Center opened in 2000. And the Target Field opened in 2010. So there's been a cycle for the major, for a few of the major ones, about a 10-year cycle. Then you had U.S. Bank Stadium, I believe that opened in 2016 or 2017.
Yeah.
And Allianz Field is the other one that opened around that same time that U.S. Bank did. But it's basically been about a 10-year cycle for these major stadiums to open since Metropolitan Stadium closed back in the early 80s.
Yeah, and it seems as though every other year they're putting new siding on U.S. Bank Stadium, that the aluminum siding or whatever.
Well, that's another story.
They've had trouble with that. Now, the question is, you know, have you had it with the public having a major role of funding these venues? These are multi-billion dollar businesses, the leagues, the NFL being the biggest by far. But the teams are owned by billionaires, and we all know how much money the players make. You know, now some of the younger guys are rookie-level contracts, but many of these players are millionaires in their own right. And tickets and concessions and parking and all the other stuff that goes along with it is expensive and not within the reach of a lot of citizens whose tax dollars may be funding the venues themselves. And my point being is, have you had it? And we'll go to Odie in Danube. Odie, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All the time that all these new stadiums get built, you've always had a division amongst the two parties in the state capitol because it ends up going there somehow.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that the state should help the cities get the funding, but that have the stadiums and venues are going to make the money no matter what, but come within their motels, you know, everything else in that area. I don't have a problem with the state helping them get the money. But then you get the naming rights. Who gets the naming rights on these stadiums and things?
Well, I think it depends, you know, on the individual deal, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be a balance of everybody. We would really miss not having the Vikings, the Twins, the Timbers, the Wild, if we didn't have nice stadiums for them. And yeah, we know that these people are billionaires, but maybe they could be talked into helping out too.
Well, and thanks for the call, Odie. I want to squeeze in a couple of texts, but I want to follow up on that. And I want to follow up on an important point. What they want is, with these new buildings and these new arenas, is to not improve necessarily the game day experience for Joe or Jane Sixpack, the average folks. If you walk around U.S. Bank Stadium and pay attention, most of the amenities and most of the money in the new building went into the luxury seating areas that most of us rarely or ever see. The suites, the club seating, all the other amenities behind the scenes. I think the upper level seats at U.S. Bank Stadium, the corridors are just as narrow as they were at the Metrodome, and you're further away from the field. I'm talking upstairs, the cheap seats, the affordable seats. And that's what I think people need to keep in mind, is that when they say, you know, is the building in St. Paul or the building in Minneapolis, the home of the Wild or the Timberwolves, are those ready to collapse? Are they unsafe in any way, shape, or form? No, the owners want new buildings with more amenities that they can peddle to the rich folks that help pay the bills. It has nothing to do with making the game day experience better for the average Joe. That I can guarantee you. From the text line, would love to see Bloomington get one of the teams. Bloomington has a great history of hosting sports teams and adjacent entertainment complex, Mall of America, etc. There is that rumor that maybe an arena would be built out there. I've thought about that. Another text. I think the public should be involved as little as possible. Again, it goes back to the billionaire owners. If I owned a small business and needed to update my facilities, I would never dream of going to the public or to the state or the city or the county and beg and threaten. Real life doesn't work that way for normal people. I've been to the X, or now Grand Casino Arena. Pretty nice. I mean, I don't know. You want better suites and better club seating? I think they should pay for it. We got to run. We have the news. We have the weather coming up at 7. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.